The Ralph Peterson Quintet's album V on Blue Note Records is one of the most impressive debuts any young bopper has made in years. It reveals not just Peterson's sterling chops as a drummer, but also a strong vision of what a modern bop group can and should do. His music is straight out of the jazz mainstream, but it's no rehash of elder players' triumphs. Where other boppers limit their range of expression one way or another, Ralph Peterson delights in maximizing his. An appreciation of his talents should begin with his playing. Peterson's one of the more creative drummers currently working, old or young. He's at his very best when backing a soloist. Listen to the variety of sounds he employs, murmuring tom-toms, thumping bass drum, crashing cymbals, when he plays behind his old boss, trumpeter Terrence Blanchard. The tune is Peterson's own, Bebop Scaroni. Ralph Peterson's skills as an accompanist are likely the reason he's so sensitive to one area of expression many jazz musicians ignore, dynamics, the shading of loudness and softness. Peterson's composition, Enemy Within, shows how dramatically he can vary dynamics, tempo, and intensity from one phrase to the next without sacrificing anything in the way of swing. It's a tribute to Peterson, the drummer and leader, that trumpeter Terrence Blanchard sounds better on this album than he does on many of his own. Bassist Phil Bowler is an old compatriot of Peterson's from Blanchard's group. Rounding out the quintet are the alto and soprano sax firebrand Steve Wilson, making his debut on record, and pianist Jerry Allen. Allen doesn't often record in such bopping contexts, but her distinctive approach gives this album much of its character. The bassist, saxophonist, and pianist all shine on Peterson's tricky composition, Moniaf, which alternates two bars of 5/8 time with one bar in 7/8. Thank you. Even more impressive than the technical mastery Ralph Peterson displays on his new album is the abundant energy and spirit it radiates. Some young musicians make modern jazz sound like painfully serious stuff, but Peterson's quintet seems to be having a great time, and the good fun is infectious.